Geshe-la says in various books that we should see ourselves as a future Buddha. Right now, maybe I'm not enlightened, but I definitely have the potential to attain enlightenment. I am a future Buddha. So bringing that future into reality so that I become an actual Buddha, an actual enlightened being, that's what we're going to talk about. And in this precious text, the three principal aspects of the path, here path means the path, our personal journey that we're going to take in realizing our potential and attaining enlightenment. In this text, three principal aspects of the path, Jetsongkhapa shows us just how to do three simple steps: renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view of emptiness, and how through understanding and practicing this view, we can actually transform ourselves. We can bring our potential into an actuality. So this session we can call longing for liberation, because what we want to accomplish is a mind which is called renunciation, and I think it's a very often misunderstood, the word renunciation, but hopefully become clear soon. Really, renunciation is a mind that's longing for liberation. Liberation from what? I'm going to read in a moment a few lines from Venerable Geshe-la's book, and hopefully we understand what renunciation means and what it means to train in renunciation. Venerable Geshe-la says, renunciation, this is, I'm reading now from Mirror of Dharma, renunciation does not mean that we abandon our family and friends and become isolated people. We have this notion, I think, I don't know other languages, but in English we talk about, oh, he's a real renunciate, which means he keeps himself away from society, lives in a very minimalist way, and so forth, doesn't have much to do with friends and family. Doesn't mean like that at all. So, Geshe-la says, in Buddhism, renunciation is a part of wisdom. First thing we have to understand. Renunciation is a part of wisdom. It's a mind that understands reality. It understands the problem and it understands the solution, and it directs us out of the problem into the solution. This wisdom mind. A wisdom that gives us great encouragement to liberate ourselves permanently from, now Geshe-la lists three things. To liberate ourselves permanently, and the word permanently, please note, we'll come back to that. To liberate ourselves permanently from lower rebirth, from rebirth in the cycle of impure life, samsara, or from rebirth in which we possess a self-cherishing mind. So all these three are aspects of the mind of renunciation. Sometimes I think we think about renunciation as unique to maybe the initial or middling scope. We don't think of renunciation as being an integral part of our training in the highest, in great scope, to enter into and complete the Mahayana. We need a special form of renunciation, least of all Tantra, but in truth, we need, at all stages, we need to develop a special experience, a special feeling, a special longing, which are aspects of the wisdom mind of renunciation. Geshe-la says, we need this wisdom which leads us to the correct path, to our finding the real meaning of human life. So I'm this is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to take this teaching seriously, and I'm really going to apply this teaching from Venerable Geshe-la and try to make my human life truly meaningful. Maybe I make a few minor adjustments, how much I eat or this, that, and the other, but my main purpose, what I see 2021 for me, is really making significant progress on the path to enlightenment and finding, as Geshe-la says, the real meaning of human life. Geshe quotes from the opening verses. We're not going to go through verse by verse, line by line, but Geshe quotes from the opening verses, Jetun Karpa's verses. He says, in the second line of the first verse of the root text, it says that renunciation is the essential meaning of the teachings of all the Buddhas. This is so significant. I remember when I first heard this teaching, was actually at my ordination in Manchester. Geshe gave this teaching, and it blew my socks off when he taught, renunciation is the essential meaning of the teachings of all the Buddhas. Geshe said, how can we understand this? So here, this teaching comes from a tantra called Expressing the Names of Manjushri Tantra. Expressing the Names of Manjushri Tantra. Where it says that although there are renunciations of the three paths, the final result is only one. This is Buddha's tantric teachings. Although there are renunciations of the three paths, the final result is only one.